Today is Tuesday, the 11th of December, in the second week of Advent. Baldwin Davies sings, "Comfort ye my people," from Handel's Messiah.
Comfort ye. Comfort ye my people. And cry unto her that her
Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
Console my people, console them, says your God. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem and call to her that her time of service is ended, that her sin is atoned for, that she has received from the hand of the Lord double punishment for all her crimes. A voice cries, prepare in the wilderness a way for the Lord. Make a straight highway for our God across the desert. Let every valley be filled in, every mountain and hill be laid low. Let every cliff become a plain, and the ridges a valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all humanity shall see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice commands, cry. And I answered, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and its beauty like the wildflowers. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows on them. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God remains forever. Go up on a high mountain, joyful messenger to Zion. Shout with a loud voice, joyful messenger to Jerusalem. Shout without fear. Say to the towns of Judah, Here is your God.
The grass withers, this passage tells us. The flower fades. But something that does not wither or fade is being promised here. What is it? These words seem to offer consolation and reconciliation. Sin is atoned for. The debt is paid. The slate is wiped clean. In what ways or in what areas of my life do I long for that to happen? As I listen again to the passage, how do I understand these words, the meaning of this reading? What do I understand God to be promising here?
Console my people, console them, says your God. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem and call to her that her time of service is ended. That her sin is atoned for, that she has received from the hand of the Lord double punishment for all her crimes. A voice cries, "Prepare in the wilderness a way for the Lord. Make a straight highway for our God across the desert. Let every valley be filled in, every mountain and hill be laid low. Let every cliff become a plain, and the ridges a valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all humanity shall see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." A voice commands, "Cry." And I answered, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and its beauty like the wildflowers. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows on them. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God remains forever. Go up on a high mountain, joyful messenger to Zion. Shout with a loud voice, joyful messenger to Jerusalem. Shout without fear. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God.
Prepare a way for the Lord. These words are addressed to me. Can I speak to God now about what might be asked of me what role I might have to play in preparing a way for the Lord in these days. O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come Lord Jesus.